Thinkers and scholars from 60 world countries have taken part in the conference. Iran has hosted an international conference to discuss ethics and politics from the viewpoint of late Imam Khomeini. The conference comes as Iran is preparing to mark the 23rd anniversary of the passing away of late founder of the Islamic Republic of Iran, Imam Khomeini, on June 3rd. Thinkers and scholars from different world countries have already arrived in Tehran to commemorate the occasion.
I learned here from here that how we, all the Muslims in the world, how they become unit and become one unit, and there is no difference between us, and how can we unite?
Imam Khomeini's Islamic movement shook up the equation of power in the world and created a new order in the bipolar world. In this new order, Islam came to prominence as a democratic and religious power on the world stage.
The participants believe that the teachings of Imam Khomeini will continue to inspire Muslims around the world in the years to come.
Imam Khomeini's character is best character in the world. He has given us a thinking of a revolution, and he has established a new government and revolutionary government, which is full from Islamic revolutionary government. And this thinking is now rise in the world, like Bahrain and other Arab countries. And we also hope that this will be more beneficial for Muslim Ummah.
Late Imam Khomeini had proved to the world that Islam is not only a religion, but a complete political system. Imam Khomeini's guidance revived Islam as a living religion.
Imam Khomeini, who overthrew the Shah regime back in 1979 and established the Islamic Republic of Iran, believed that the keys to the victory of the Islamic Revolution were the faith in God, reliance on the people, and unity in words and action among people. Imam Khomeini died on June 3, 1989.
The participants at this conference believe that Imam Khomeini was such a great personality that his thoughts and teachings are still discussed today, even 23 years after his demise. Someone Kujuri, Press TV, Tehran.